The markets are going to open up unless something changes radically in the next few minutes. Pretty much flat. We were saw another uptick yesterday of 78 points, Dow closing near 12,100. But one of the things that happened is the market was up about 140 points, and then there was a story that came out that Standard & Poor's is considering placing 15 of the nations of the European Union on negative credit watch. And what's even more troubling, they said that they could lower the AAA credit rating of France and Germany and a few other countries from AAA to AA, like they did the United States back in August, within 90 days if something doesn't happen. Here's how severe the credit crisis is in Europe, and that is that Metallica has canceled their European tour because of the European debt crisis and the economic uncertainty over there. I guess they figure people can't afford to buy tickets. A number of things going on in terms of companies reporting earnings this morning. AutoZone, headquartered over in Memphis, most people familiar with them. They're huge, of course. They operate 4,500-plus stores in the United States, 48 states. They've got 281 stores in Mexico, and their quarterly numbers were really very impressive. Sales up about 7.5%. Same-store sales, stores open a year longer, up 4.6%. Earnings per share up 24%, and not only that, it's the 12th consecutive quarter of 20% growth in earnings. Pretty impressive. Their gross margin numbers were up. Their operating expenses were down. Hard to find anything critical. Not the same thing is happening with Darden. Darden being the parent company of Red Lobster and Olive Garden, a number of other thematic type restaurant chains. Their stock is getting hammered. Pre-market's down about 8%. Their earnings per share that they're going to report substantially below what Wall Street is expecting. Plus, they indicated they were having trouble driving foot traffic, particularly in their Olive Garden store. So you might want to get out there and help them today. A report that we did get yesterday that's a bit encouraging. We look for encouraging news, and that is that the Christmas seasonal hiring on the part of retailers, the best since 2007. So far this year, retailers have hired 547,200 seasonal workers. That's up almost 100,000 from the same period of last year. And then lastly, it appears that there will be another Arkansas company going public. Those of you that have been in Arkansas for many years like me, you're familiar with a company headquartered in Hot Springs called Mountain Valley Spring. You've probably been drinking their water for years. That company goes back 140 years. The company is headed up by James B. Speed III, who is the CEO, and he's from Fort Smith, by the way. They've filed with the SEC indicating they're going to go public sometime. They've not priced the price per share or the number of shares, but they will trade on the NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol will be WATR, which is pretty clever. If you dig into the offering statement, which I did because I like stuff like that, you discover that one of the primary stockholders of the holding company that's going to be selling the shares of Mountain Valley Spring Company is none other than John L. Hunt. Of course, she also controls 17% of the shares of J.B. Hunt Transportation Company.
Yeah, I tell you, when that Walmart stock was bought years ago, some people wound up not too long later making a good cash out.
Well, anytime there's a new IPO of a small company, you need to trade cautiously, so I don't want anybody to interpret that this as a recommendation. You should go out and buy those shares. But just an interesting story of another Arkansas company tied to another Arkansas company.
There you go, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
That's John Taylor. He'll give you good advice, and he'll kind of warn you, too, and make you be cautious. Check him out. John Taylor at Stern AG in Leach. He's located at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him. You could do it in person or give him a call, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.